Right, continuing Chazor. So we're up to the middle of the Gemara. My time is Rav. Did you do that? One second. Tanan, sorry, the two dots at the bottom, the towards the end of the third wide line. Tanan. I saw how you put in myself trochi. If the pit is less than trochi, we're not going to sit with Shere Chamori. And the Shere Chamori fell in on Mace and he died. Potel. The Baal HaBoy is Potel. So we saw Rashi said, the reason why he Potel, so this last one. Rashi said, the reason why he Potel is because it didn't die due to the pit. I broke its leg, I broke its neck, I broke its back. No, it wasn't because of the pit, but because of some other cause. So, whether or not you're fighting for damages, that would be so awesome. Discussion. Shuto, you would be fighting for that. But you got to call for me. So, not while he was like, well, you're fighting. If you got damaged, that means the case we didn't die, just got damaged, you're fighting. Now we want to help with the Sheikh Khamis away in Potter. My time, why you Potter? But if you understood, if you're making a killer between 10 and less than 10, you're making a killer between 10 and less than 10, it has to be in Khamota. You more than understand it should be a difference in Hevel between 10 and less than 10. So if you're going to say that you are Potter, it must be, you're telling me, less than 10 is no chavota, and more than 10 there is, which is a kasha on variety shmol. So my time we end up none of it based about 5 lines down in the wide line. My time the lamish of the rest of chavota. Then you think the reason why you potter by less than 10, if it dies, is because it's a kasha on rav. No, to ride to Shmuel and Kasha. Yeah, approved to Shmuel and Kasha. Right, so my time, Lamish and Beres Rechavoto, less than 10 is no Chavoto, which is a Raya to Shmuel. Okay, approved. Yeah, the proof is for Shmuel. Answer the Gemara Loi, we show the less we have. The reason is because there's no Hevel. That's why. That means, no, I'm telling you that less than 10 is no Hevel, more than 10 there is Hevel. If it's a damage, you're fired. Why should you be fired? Or let's be have no. You just told me that less than 10 is no ever. So why should you be fired for damages? Basically, more Kabota. Why is Kabota down in that shed? Because we've got the Kabota can understand that certain Kabota can kill and certain Kabota can damage. I can understand. The Gemara and the Havran didn't understand there should be such a thing by Hevel. So why by Hevel, if you're telling me there is no Hevel by less than 10, then why should be a to pay for them? Let's be Hevel. In Hevel, the Misa of Yesh Hevel in Zokro, there's no Hevel for Misa, but there is Hevel for Nizokro. Again, people showing you now what is all of Hevel. That Hevel, the like, darkness of Hevel, like the Hevel of damages and Hevel of Misa, different strength of the Hevel. But maybe the Chami is possible to be Mechal.
According to this, Hevel starts immediately as soon as you think.
An element of Hevel.
Even if it's enough to trip on.
Yeah. Yeah. There's an element of Hevel that will cause enough to cause injury, and then as it gets deeper and deeper, it gets more.
It fell backwards.
So you're saying if it fell backwards, would there be Hevel? Why is there Hevel? Because
there's question that's what? There's still Hevel, which is not Hevel enough to kill.
Right, so that's the question which you mentioned on Thursday. which we said that had to be quoted to me, that according to Rav, Rav said, the chayim for Hevel, I do not have that filo. We're going to have to see it on again. That filo is that which corrupt and falls backwards, will have an effect. Right? Yossi was quite sure that the time. I'm moving towards him. That according to Rav, the only chayim fall forwards, fall backwards, and the Hevel can't affect you. Hevel affects the nose hitting it. But the fact that then we have to see when the grass falls forwards and turns over. That's going to be
discussion. Even if it's tense barking,
One of it's 30 from him falls backwards, that's the shot. Right? Yeah. 30 from him falls backwards, its head is definitely where the Hevel is. What would be the din there?
Right.
That is something which we have to clarify. At the moment, I haven't got the clarification yet. I thought one way. I think it would be high. Yossi was convinced otherwise. And when learning again, I'm moving towards Yossi. Moving towards Yossi. I agree with Yossi yet, but I'm moving that way. Right? We're still out. It's still out on the cards. I don't know. Let's try and find some rise for it.
What's it? Yossi's position.
Yossi's position is Hevel's only a problem if it falls head first. That's when the head is inside with the Hevel. If it tends upwards,
he's explaining it.
The head, the fact that it's head is like it. It might be deep and there might be
that's one of
the head is the lowest part. That's fine. That's what else he's putting in. Could very well be right. I'm leaving it open for the time. Okay, other than anyone who's got a rise, the Gemara in Daf Leiton talks about turned over and sat on the Gemara that it might be a riot one of the ones. That's but listen, the Gemara says that the contrary, we need actually because there's a fila. Sometimes if you fall backwards, you wouldn't be high. Not such a riot because it's talking about a pit of 10. Won't be able to fit of 20. Don't have a riot. That's we have to leave it open for the time being. I'll try and clarify that. One of the things we have to clarify. And then, and that's also something, Chavata or Kuntu Rav. So Chavata is Kaka Oila, right? So that's Rav's opinion. So if he falls backwards into a pit and gets injured, it can't be Chayiv, but it's Kaka Oila. Not Matai, anyone has it on the Hevel. So,
what if it's on private property? If it's on okay,
private property, you're out of the five
anyway. Even it doesn't matter how you cross, what's going to feel it?
Only in Rishus Rav.
I thought, what?
The positive menopha, which told me, their tefillah is going to be when the boy is Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, fine. So it has no shaitis.
How do you know that?
Their tefillah has no.
It's not clear.
The nifa. So it's interesting because you have two, the whole reason why he's learning their tefillah is because you have the double lashon of tefillah. Okay. But it only applies when you're falling into a Rosh Hashanah. That nifa has zero shaykhness when you're dealing with Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
So what happens? So how does he learn that pasuk in the Rosh Hashanah?
Right. So you're asking, So the answer is, why should it be that the Torah is makbid, how he falls? Why should that be? Why did Torah say menafal achiva then? You remember, Shmuel tells us the chavotah should be a goldshikin. Shmuel says, if you're fine for him, you're certainly fine for chavotah. So why should the Torah tell me, only if I'm full death, what should be the vault? So you thought, how did you learn that? Why is the Torah telling me how the animal fell?
Well, again, I feel like Shmuel. I think, as I said, the
end felt the pit. We're in Rav's head. Rav told us, the novel, Moshe, how did you answer? Rav told us, the novel, there, the thing has to fall head first. Why? Why did Rav tell us that? Why? I'm going in Rav's head. Why should the Torah make a difference how the animal's falling? Side of its front and back. What's that mean? So what's the want? Why did Rav tell us
this? Where did the Tosafot us for? board that had to do with like being pushed in versus falling in. And when you fall in, I can understand directly the feeling when it falls in on its own, because no other, other than being stressed.
Sure, we're asking, why, when the energy falls in, does it make a difference how it fell in? Whether it's coming forward or backwards. It's not good.
For Rava, it matters because he holds my hand up.
Why?
How do you know that?
Maybe the Nachman fell in because of Kakaimah. Because it can't mean that he fell in any old house. Because there's no way I can be chayv in any old house. It's not his Kaka. That was small. Said that Shmuel is not going to fall in any old house. So how do you make it only a chayv for Kabbalah? No, the Torah either any and above him.
So, one second.
So the way it's coming out, the way I understand this, is that Rav holds he's coming with a muskorish, he's coming with an assumption. He's coming with an assumption if you dig out pits, that you can't be chayyab for the ground unless you've got a possibility. But you can't be chayyab for the ground because it's kakoyinom, it's not his ground. It wasn't his work. If you have a posuk, it's not his ground, it's not his pit. So it must be a chayyab for something else. So my time to Rav. So he understands the word Venofal is Hevel, falling head forward because it's Hevel, because this passage is being a gala to him. Venofal that would be there because Karkoin and Karkoin.
That's the passage of one of the dealing with Shusra.
Well, that's a Machrik Stanoi, whether it's dealing with Shusra. Well, that's a little bit complicated, but it could be, but I don't think we need to go there yet. The Nofal, half a second, let me just try and finish up my thought. The Nofal tells me that the Nefila means the Nofal is telling me that Karka Oedem, we can't be Chayt. That's why it's come to tell me. The Nofal, the Torah is magma down before. You know why? Because you can't be Chayt for Karka Oedem. That's what the Torah is mechadish to me. So that if it's your ground, then of course you could be Chayt for that. That's the Kosher King. Shmuel says, if you're Chayt for heaven, you're Kosher King Chayt for Kavata. Which would therefore tell me you can't be chayv for karka olam, because it's just rabbi not chayv karka olam. You will be chayv in shus yochim because kolshki. Right, that's how Rab will know you're chayv for chavot. I mean, Rab agrees to Shmuel that chavot is a kolshki from heaven. So why does Rab say you're only chayv for heaven? Because he tells me that possibly Nofal is coming to tell me that the Nofal has to be Heva. Why? Why should that be Heva? Because the Karka is not your Karka to be Chayim for Chavot. So now, Dovah wants to take a jump further and say maybe Rav holds, like the Tanoi, the Tanoi holds you only Chayim in Shusharab. So now, then you have to play around a bit because Rav held that. Maybe Shmuel says you only Chayim in Shusharab. Right? You'd be potter completely. If Shmuel would hold your potter completely, we had two reasons. Either because it was mafke. Don't want to say that Rabbi said that the boy is talking about Rishis Yochid, Rishis Rabbin, is because he holds that Rabbi Shmuel. It's not, it doesn't work out because Kundra Shmuel, your potter completely in Rishis Yochid. And we're saying, the Mishnah said before, and we passed him, the Achayim Rishis Yochid. We passed him, Achayim Kibi, we passed him, Achayim. Both are Rishis Yochid and Rishis Yochid. And Rav's going to be going with that.
Sorry. Yeah. Rabbi Shmuel agrees that he's going to be under Rishis Yochid.
Shmuel, the prophet, is still eating for Chavot.
And Rav would agree with that. He can give up
Yeah, that's not the case of Bishnah. Bishnah holds your potter, it comes to Rabbi, or Bishnah holds your potter, it's the Yogi, the Chlap. Comes to Rashi, because when you were masculine area, I wasn't masculine, I was to become Chayim. And according to Taisis, Taisis says a different story, because Bishnah held you shouldn't have come to any of my property, my boat. So two different stories why Bishnah held it. Your potter can believe in Bishnah, the Yogi. So it doesn't help to say that Rab is going to come. Shmuel is done. He goes out of the keeper. So Rab holds in the boy that the Torah was speaking about, was talking about even in Shisayokid, and both of Shisayokid and Shisarabim. But Rab said the positive did not fall. What's the positive teaching me when it says did not fall? Who cares how it falls? The positive teaching me that Kaka Oilam is not going to be fired. That's what the positive teaching me. Said, okay, where's that relevant? Where's Kaka Oilam relevant? Only in Shisarabim. Where? It's my character. That'll be fine. Yes, and then sure.
You look back in that table with regards to Mastalosis, and Rob agrees over there that if the animal fell on that.
Yeah.
It's only if he fell on that thing or if it was the tripping.
On that thing. On the ground, it's got to be. Not right. Right. Yes, sure.
Okay. Going back to Mount Test on the base. I thought it says right here, it says, Kule Olam, Lo Pligi, that's what she said, Robin.
Right.
The difference, the Pligi is on Shisayat. Right. And only Rabbi Kiva holds that she has
Right. But Shmuel holds the only chayv which is here.
Which is Rishis Rabbi. Right. Rabbi Akiva also holds Rishis Rabbi, but he also holds in Rishis
Rabbi. I didn't say only Rishis Rabbi holds the chayv which is here.
I thought you said only
the only chayv which is
here. Okay, fine.
I mean, according to Rishis Rabbi, the only chayv, you are only chayv which is here.
Right.
But Rabbi Akiva chayv
which is here.
Positive telling me how you felt. Why is the positive telling me how you felt?
You have to say, let's shut up. Whatever word we use, I'm looking at positive.
Shmuel said, but not positive means it felt.
No, I'm asking on Bob. You have to use this word, not fuck, otherwise, the positive doesn't make sense.
Right. You're saying what Shmuel said.
Yeah, I'm asking on Bob. What is he doing with the diet of your word, not fuck?
Positive doesn't mean to tell me history of diet. Who's that, the boy? Kiyika is boy. But who's that showing? I have to tell you how it happened.
Of course.
Fine.
Because the who's that would have meant, I'm Kalka Olam Mamash Mibachutz, which I didn't do.
But who's that?
God, I thought.
But who's that with Sarish boy? Okay. You got damage. Who cares how it happened? It fell in. What's the difference? Why does that mean?
That's the way it's speak. Obviously, it has to use that motion. It's not even a reboot here.
Okay, that question you'll see is a question which is for Rav when he's meeting at the kitchen. But Rav did say that you learned from the word Nofal that means how it fell. And the question was, why did Rav say that? Why should the Torah be marked how it fell? What was the difference? Even if you're going to say that the Apostle doesn't say things which are crazy. That's going to be some rationale. Not the paradigma. That's some rational for it. What is it? Why is the Torah telling me how it felt? Ooh, I can tell you why. Because there is a difference somewhere how it felt. And that's an interesting rabbi. The Kaka is Kaka. Oh, you know, maybe if it fell, you wouldn't be high because of the Kaka. That's what the Apostle in your guys asked. You're high because of Hevel. That's only relevant. It's not relevant. It can be about the chayiv. However, have a question on God. So, how can you tell me that the only chayiv didn't fall down forward? Then you should say, Yochi, your chayiv ever fell. That's the question. That's the question. If we see that somewhere the Torah says your chayiv for falling head forward, we know that for you, your chayiv backwards, and it's just part of Yochi. Close again. Very good. Okay, back to the Gemara. Ha'utolo, there was an ox. The Nofal. You know what the Zerash we can do? La'am Mishum Delespe Chabat. Yeah. La'am Mishum Delespe Chabat. You see what that is? It's about 4/5 all the way down. Ready lines up. First row of the line is Kasher to right. You got it? First row of the line is Kasher to right. It's about 20 lines up from that little bit. Mm-hmm. Okay, no, you're sure. So it's actually two lines earlier. First row of the line is Metalim. Lam Mishum Delespe Chabat. By less than 10, the reason why I'm not carrying is there's no kavata. It's a proof to Shmuel. But I forgot the Isbe Hevel. Even though there is Hevel, we thought there is Hevel by less than 10. So Rashi says, Kasha and Travayu, it's a Kasha for both of them. Why is it Kasha for both of them? We thought by less than 10, you're not carrying because there's no kavata. Even though there is Hevel, it's a Kasha for both of them. Why is it Kasha on both? Both of Ram and Shmuel. Rashi tells us the Kasha is on both. When the Gemara is the Kasha by less than 10, there's a Kasha on both on Rav and Shmuel.
Shmuel
agrees to Hevel. Shmuel agrees to Hevel. And here he's saying, even though there is Hevel, you're not Chayim from Isa. The Gemara thought there is Hevel by less than 10. The Gemara's going to change it, you know. And it's going to go, Lloyd, be Hevel. There's no Hevel of less than 10. But God, the Chavot of less than 10 is also no Chavot on less than 10. And that's why you're not going to be a Chayim. If it dies. So the Gemara said, so why if there's no hell, why it happened in Zokin? In Zokin. So he said, there is hell for Zokin. The cholom machmas hevel the kiddush will become sick due to the hell and become weak and therefore give it damage. Okay, fine. Autolo. Now we have four lines up in the Gemara. Four lines up in the end of the page. Autolo. The novel I read from the Deloitte, it fell into a canal that's used an irrigation canal. Arisa is a canal, the Deloy irrigation. Shokte Mori, the owner shechted it. Now, this halacha was if an animal falls, you shouldn't shecht it within 24 hours. Because if it gets up afterwards, if it survives 24 hours, then we say it's not a treifa. But if an animal that falls, it could be that its bones got jarred and became a treifa. And the way to check it is to wait 24 hours. But he didn't do that. He was worried the animal was about to die. If the animal dies, he's losing everything from it. So he shouted it. Tanfei Nacht. Nacht said it's true. Who knows how deep was this yard?
Wow.
Very good. 6 feet. So, okay, so if Nachman said it's trade, if Nachman said it's trade, it means it was going to die. So what do we see?
Aren't you going to check it
anything after Shkita? No, you can't check this after Shkita. Certain things you can check after Shkita, not this. So not every trade you can check after
Shkita. Less than 10.
So what do we see? Less than 10 kills. So Kasha on? Kasha on Shmuel. Kasha on Rabbi was wrong?
Shkita.
Well, you see, less than 10 kills, and the Mishnah says, what size pick kills?
10.
So it's a catch on everyone. It's a Mishnah by Yoshi. The Mishnah says that less than 10 doesn't kill. So there's going to be a catch on the Mishnah. Kids, a catch on Ravnach. Oh, Ravnach, when he's shocked and worried, I hear he gave a bit of Musa. And this owner, before being so impulsive, checked him his ox. Had he taken the high Torah? had he had the owner of this ox taken, come by the kimcha, and they'll go say that a dog, they'll build a flower. And he was gone to the rabbis, and in Tana Bei Medrash, he would have learned in the Bais Medrash that what? In Shosan, he says, chair, had you waited 24 hours, it's got to, and he done that, and he gone to learn a little bit. He would have, after the Tulo, he wouldn't have lost his ox to Shola Kamakabi, it's worth so much. So he was giving him a little bit of Musa, due to the Amaratsis, he caused himself a great loss. But back to Al Gemara, Al Maksaber Nachman, that you see, if Nachman held, there is Chavata, we can kill by less than 10. Eisvei Rabba Nachman, Rabba asked Rav Nachman the following question. Rabbi was quoting somewhere. Where is he quoting from? The Mishnah told us if it's less than 10 tefachim and a shoyach boy falls inside, you're potter. Why are you potter? Why, Daniel? Why are you potter? La Mishnah says you're chavata. It must be there's no chavata. That's why you're potter. It must be there's no chavata. That's why you're potter. Answer the Gemara. Look, the next we have. You're not chayim because there's no heaven. This is chavata less than 10. Chavata can kill, but there's no heaven. And why are you chayim for bow? Why are you chayim for bow? Not when all turn around. You're chayim because of heaven. You're not chayim because of chavata. So the Mela, if you're 40 or 50, less than 10, you're not going to be chayim. So you're not going to hold chavata can kill. 50 less than 10 can kill. You're not going to be chayim for that because you're only chayim for heaven and Ever is no heaven person. So why is it cheaper? If it's not called Jeremy Fab because of heaven, so why is it cheaper?
Because of
that. It's not to do with the only car. Even the car owner can make a cheaper, right?
Killed the rest.
So the animal fed it, got killed by the ground, killed, so to speak, the cheaper. And it's a cheaper. Why am I paying for a boat if it's my animal? So I'm not going to hold some friends. That's a big battle.
This works like rabbit at this point.
Huh?
This could work like rabbit at this point.
Right. This works.
Like this could work like rabbit.
It's a big battle because we're always looking who we pass like. We pass like rabbit, we pass like Shmuel. Here we've got a Nachum. The Nachum was the Boki of Dayan, of a moment. If when it comes to our office, we say, I'm not like your Nachum of a moment. So if Nachum passes by rabbit, wow, that's something to collect his item, something to keep. So Nachman told me, you know, the reason why you're potter in the boy, if it's less than 10, because there's no level. There is chavata, but there's no level. Why is there chavata? Because it's chavata, so it's a chavata. Pretty good tomorrow. If you're telling me that there's no level, you're okay. It was a great chayim. Why is it crying for damages? Oh, it's the heavy, you just told me there's no level. So again, the same answer. Amale, ain't ever let me see if heaven is open. Big question. There's Hevel for me. So, no Hevel locking. So, very good. So, Mela, good. We now understand the Mishnah. So, let me ask you, is there a case in a Shutzah Yochid of a boy of less than 10 that you'd be hired? Is it possible for a boy of less than 10 to be a person to be the owner of the pig should be hired if an animal died inside?
No. No.
Yeah, my colleague is showing Yossi said yes, sure said no. Okay, explain yourself.
It's less than 10.
Less than 10.
So you don't have, you can have a kabata that you kill, but you won't be hired for it because it's less than 10. It flute, like it must have died because of some other cause. And Hebel, you don't have enough Hebel.
I think I have numbers. Shmuel is muttering under his breath, and you ask you, why are you arguing with Shmuel?
Maybe
I'm just trying
to be quiet, instead of going forward, instead of going behind. But if you ask about it, it does kill, you know, you should say hi.
Arusha said, yeah, imagine it's less than 10. Everybody agrees that less than 10 doesn't kill.
No, you're not going
to. Oh, put it right now.
If not, one holds that that's what they are, then you are chayiv. Killed it, busted. The Nachman spoke about treifa. The Nachman says this animal by that's intended as treifa.
Right.
Why are you only chayiv in a boy of 10? Because he holds any chayiv b'heva.
Right.
So boy hilch is tashlim. If you go to the base of damages, base of damages, only chayiv b'heva. From where are you only chayiv b'heva?
Only which is rubbing.
And she's the orchid.
He could be
high as well. And then come up with less than 10 guilt.
I guess it can't happen according to Rabbi.
How can you not say that? The Mishnah says that.
He said that Rabbi Shaturah.
What? The Mishnah is
not said that. He didn't talk about
the Rabbi. We had the question of Rabbi from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a pig can't kill. You're not liable if it's less than 10. So how can you tell me the animal died? It's a tree fell. A pig can't kill. Otherwise, I'd be liable. If a pig can't be liable. So you're asking the Rabbi to know, a pig can kill, but you're only liable for heaven. That's what Rabbi Nachman said. You're only liable for heaven. A pig, the chavata can kill. About a tree is because of the chavata. But you won't be liable for that because the ground is not yours.
What happens if anybody is liable?
Rabbi Nachman has to fit himself in with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a pit of less than 10.
Yeah.
If an animal dies, you won't be chayv. Why not? I think a pit less than 10. An animal dies inside, I'm not going to be chayv. Why won't it be chayv?
Because less than 10, the only liable,
by definition has to be 10. Rabbi Nachman said this animal that fell in is a treifa. A treifa means it was lethal and it was less than 10. So regarding treifas in the basin of Yeridea, there he said it's a lethal pit of less than 10. And in the basin of Chesha Mishvot, they say a lethal pit is 10. It's a steer. Make up your mind. So what's the answer? There is based on where they are correct. A pit can be lethal less than 10. But in order to be chai for damages, it has to be that you did it, not the ground. You did it. The only way you did it is if you made hevel. And when do you have hevel? Only by 10. So the two bases are talking about different things. They're basically talking about chavata. The Yeridea one's talking about chavata. Treif is its chavata. That can be less than 10. The Chesha Mishon based on my Eva, that's only by 10. Now, I was exposing that as much as it's a kosher case, you would be chayav for chavata, at least in Mishnah Yachid. So if we're talking about if something happened in Mishnah Yachid, then we go to that base of Chesha Mishon and say, no, it didn't happen in Mishnah Yachid, it happened in my own property. My ground did it. Whoa, if your ground did it, we know because the base of Yachid tells us, even less than 10 can kill. Not even less than 10 can kill. Maybe
and it could be any death, because we don't have any red line.
The Gemara is 6-4.
But we have a reference to
6-4. Can't make up anything. 6-4. The Gemara said 6-4. Yeah, oh, it cannot. A canal is an Ahmed. So we know 6-4. Okay, good. Halacha Maisa come out so far. So we pass in line. Halacha Maisa said, we pass in line. Rav, because I'm not going to go to Rav. Right, and we also basket now. Peter less than 10 can kill if it's in Mishnah Yachid. But we're going to backtrack from both of these points, but at the moment that's where I'm going. Let's see some Rashi. Arise. Rashi is on the anonymous base, about 20 lines up. Arise. I know I said 20 lines before as well, so it must be a bit less. 15 lines. Yeah, I need your help. 15 lines up. Arise. The first word of the line is Aris. Yo'or is a canal. The Deloy Mashke Solis, it is under which irrigates the field. Mehi Amuka Amo. It's got depth of an Amo. The Firochi Nikris Amo, Amasamayim. That's why it's called an Amasamayim. The Amuka Amo, but it's got depth of an Amo, Virochva Amo, and it's also got width of an Amo. Tavir Nakhon. Mishum Rishuk Evoi, Sukhi Evoi. We're not going to treat for the art because he said There's a problem. Suke Evarim. Suke Evarim means its limbs became disjointed, which will trafer up. So here, Achas Yutka trafer is it's one of the 18 trafers. This non, it says in the Mishnah in Churim, the third period. Not from a gag. If it falls from a gag, it's trafer. I forgot the medical thing, even if you don't see any maka inside it, it looks perfectly healthy on the outside. It's internal damages. And a shame, not for damage. If you can't stand up, you have to be choshesh, it has internal damages. I mean, also, it says over there in Shasom, it says, if you waited 24 hours, a shokto, and then you shechted it, shame you're off. Why? Because if it lasted 24 hours, it's arrived and didn't have internal damages. If it stood up straight away and it walked in a tsunami, it doesn't even need 24 hours. Top shows their loyal, but this show didn't stand up. So that's why it happened said that he'd taken his cup of flour to go to this place. He would have found out and saved himself $1 million. Cover the Kimchos and Rashi, Lloyd Soiso, for his expenses, Archie Yobrefe, to become a home in Israel to ask the Shai. And they will pass into him in Shalom Ace to Ace. If you wait 24 hours in Shokto, it'd be clear. Like Afsid, you wouldn't have lost so much money. So you're not going to do it.
It's not
going
to take you the last time. I had like a browser, but still not.
It's all part of the risk. People in the business know when it's worth taking the risk or not. You're asking the wrong person. For sure. Let's be Hevlon, says Rashi.
The Suki Evarim, you couldn't open it up like that.
No, it's not something you can check out.
The Suki Evarim?
The Suki Evarim, you can't check
out. If you opened it up, you would have seen the bones are intact.
Yeah. It's not all right.
It's not the Suki Evarim.
It is.
It's the Suki Evarim, but not.
The Suki Evarim.
What about the word?
It means that when it fell, it had this, which can make it die. The way to find out is not something you check out. Okay. Lo yishud de lesve evel. Top Rashi on the Daruf. Says Nachum. The reason why in the Mishnah you're not chayav because there's no evel. Aval chamoto is today. There is chamoto. I feel like you potol. You're out because you're passing like rav. So fine. Isve. Another country. Isve. When they used to execute the person by stoning, they made the building which was 2 floors high. How? Betonyalo. The Kremlin Shaloi, and including his height, I mean, every person is 18 to 14.
His head is going
to fall.
What?
His head is going to fall.
Yeah.
And his head is that much higher than the ground.
He has to go ahead.
So it's like basically, if every person's is 18 fucking there, right? So we made a times that by 3. We're talking about how much that almost a 54, right? Something like 54 talking about the ground. That's right, 18 times 3. 18 times 3, 54, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay, so we saw the lines of case come up to the purpose of you if it's true. That this chavotah may less than 10 tefachim. Question of Rav Nachman says the chavotah on 6 tefachim already. If you're right, they're in 6 tefachim less chavotah, so why are you being so much bigger? Going to 54. Lama nikolei, why are you going so deep so much? So Rav Nachman does
that. That's 6 tefachim. What was it? How was it? This is 40. We're saying this 6, but not going to say this 6 can kill.
If an animal would fall down on it, it'd die. Not going to say it's a train for
him. Huh? I have 6 for him like this?
Not going to say that.
Like this? Yeah? Are we serious?
Not going
to say that. He was a train for him, no?
He was a train
for him because because the time passed and you didn't know, so you had a hot, sorry, that you. He shattered it. He couldn't tell, so he passed
so
it.
Well,
just not Shreva, well, because Shreva got killed by the
Trigger six. Means it died.
What?
Trigger means it would die from
Shreva
it.
Shreva means it died?
It would die.
Shreva from means the halachic status of that animal now, based on what we see in front of us.
Okay.
The fact that he shattered it, and we don't know, so he's passing the
chumrah.
What
did we do?
We don't know if it would have stayed alive for 24 hours.
Right. Well, that means it's a good chance it could have died within the next 25
hours.
Why are we saying that it might die within 24 hours? Why are we suggesting it might die within 24 hours?
Unless why? Because the animal's health status before the fall of six. Was probably potentially it could have been a trefa, a tachila.
You are just now forbade for yourself to eat anything ever. No steak, no chicken,
no lamb,
not even lamb. Nothing. Okay? You became a vegan overnight. How can you ever shed an animal and eat it? Maybe it's a trefa. Maybe it's a halachic status beforehand as something that you don't know. Any animal you don't represent any fact.
I can't have evidence.
Well, what evidence? It fell six for him. He was laughing, so six for him not doing anything.
That's right.
A stunned animal doesn't have a history of form.
Has the history of what?
It does not have a history.
But what does six for him? What's six for him?
Six for him? If six for him can't kill anyone.
So the fact that animal doesn't exist, it doesn't do anything, so it doesn't change its state.
As a something.
What something? Yossi's laughing. He said, "Six foot not do anything."
Unless it was a tree.
No. If it was a tree,
for it's a healthy animal. Six foot, not going to be shit.
I'm not going to. But this will come to the comment. I'm not going to told us. Your six talking makes the animal into a tree. That means six talking can kill. This Ravon, that means it can kill. Six talking can kill. Is that a certainty it's going to kill? No. Then it can kill. So if it can kill, so you've gone from six talking which can kill to 54 talking. To which you get, why are we doing that? Why are you going such extremes from six fucking to 54? If six fucking can kill, so it's true, not bad, they can kill, so it seems to be extreme to go from six all the way up to 3 kilograms, which is 54, which is nine times more. Right? You're right. It's going to be that basic answer of the Gemara. Going to be the hunter of Gemara. And Gemara thought for the time being you're going extreme. You're going from six to nine times more. It sounds too much.
Well, was this Shayyahu over the three times? It's two kolo. Two. What if it's a person that's really short? We're going to say he put him on a higher level than 2 4.
Is that
why we're going to be
how to build, how to execute. We made the inakeshon of a normal guy. And a normal guy, that's how it is. Normal guy, Benjamin is. If you have two koimos and another koimos, because that's, they said ultimately that far away from the ground.
Where do we see? Where do we see the Rebekah in the head?
Mishnah.
Where do we see that?
Said that. Where is it? Sanhedrin Mimei. This is the voice of the koimos. The Tanya law, who is stated on that, it's the writer on that. The koimos shalom. And his favorite.
I'm asking about this. So where in the Torah do they see that it's based on a head?
Where do you see in the Brian and Tony anything about two favorites? Right. It's all Chazal. Chazal made a question of how much, in order to execute something, we want an ability to execute it in a way that you may, and therefore they made a question, you need two favorites and his favorite. So, why do a contra nutman that holds that even six can kill? It's a very extreme nine times more in order to kill the person. Why do you need that much? Since the even if you want to argue with that, and you hold that 10 fucking can kill, now with a sorrow, only need this 10 fucking. So, anyway, it's fair. Why go from 10 to 54? It's true, it's only five times more, but why go from error, kill nothing? The reason why we went three killing molly. It's because of a different Rav Nachman. Oh my God, the Torah says, "Vahato nireacho kamoicho." We have to kill somebody in vain. And therefore, it's true, Sikhs can kill. But you don't want to kill somebody in that way. It'll be very, very, very low, slow, drawn out death. Even if he dies on it, then if you throw stones on him, it'd be a very painful death. So we want to try and do something which will basically have him dying on impact. You know, even 54 tokens is not so high. 3 kilometers is 6, is 9 ounces, it's 4.5 meters. It's not so much, right? So people have lived that. People have fallen 4.5 meters and have lived like 1.5 floors. Not so much. So that we are training, let's do it from 15 meters high. Let's do it from 30 meters high. Let's get into making a way that there's no way you can survive. And so the Gemara, no, we shouldn't do the novel. We have to have a balance. If you do it too high, then its limbs will start falling and breaking up and become dismembered. And therefore, it is maneuver. We have to take the person, we have to kill him. On the one hand, we have to take a balance. On the one hand, we want to kill him as quick as possible. On the other hand, we don't want to make it, then it will be completely maneuver. So, Mameda, Kazal, and the great wisdom worked that out. Street go, you know, that's how much it is. So it's not a catch on overnight. I'm about the six shopping can kill. Six shopping can kill. It can kill. We want to have a death that will be almost instant tips.
Never, I mean, what does that mean?
Never, it means that bones will become dismembered.
Okay, so bones become dismembered, and the concern is it's filled with shed or filled with
mace.
Yeah. Well, on the other hand, the Torah specifies that there would be instances in which the person would not die, and the event they would not die, people start picking up stones and bashing the head.
Right.
And that's not an issue of the Bible?
No.
How's that also
contribute? Because mace is still shoddy.
Huh?
Mace is shoddy.
When they smash the head with stones,
yeah.
Sorry for being so graphic.
Yeah. But is that wrong?
No.
Okay. I've never tried it, but no. You get it by impact. It's the impact is not the top. Oh, it says Rashi. They're down here. Yeah, we go. We learned this in school in when we were in fourth, call it 10th grade in American schools. And we learned Sanhedrin, and one of the parents called up and said, this kid's having language at the college. We moved on to the parent. That's okay. Every person has a different level of goodness. Like, it says Rashi,
a bunch of kindergarten.
Actually, my headmaster. But Tommy, second line in the Rashi. Now is good. One second. According to anyone's chovet on Reb Nachman, make any step walking. The Basarim is like this. Yes, Chavata, because by tenth walking, everyone's master is Chavata. He said no. We need to have it done. Mister Yopesh, she almost made it. So why don't we do it much higher? The menovel shenase evoy. We don't want him to become a novel that becomes dismembered. Okay, let's do quickly a couple of tastes in here. Top two tastes in
here.
You become dismembered.
Dismembered?
Yeah, it means, I think it's an English word. It means his evoy becomes, his head will be there, and his leg will be there, the other leg will be somewhere. Limbs. He becomes limbs.
Okay,
Okay, tasis. Two tasis at the top of the page. Omri, ain't head on the Nisit. Remember the Gemara? So the Gemara said, Reb Nachman said that there's Hevel of 10 Tvachim, and only by 10 Tvachim is Hevel. But by 6 Tvachim, there will be Hevel for Nisit. If they're famine, the first one I have to pay because it is Hevel. But Macha is Sodom. The Macha understood that in him Chabad, regarding Chabad, Shaya Shabir, in Chabad, the Misa, in Chabad, the Dok. Regarding impact, it's possible to differentiate between if there's how deep it is, whether the impact will affect him. A depth of 10 will kill, a depth of 6 will damage. But in Hevel, the Macha understood, or you say, but he thought, Dish Hevel, the Misa, if there's Hevel, but for Misa, then this happened for Nizaki. be in heaven for Nisan. There's no heaven for Nisan. In Zakanami in heaven, there's also no heaven for Nisan. That's why the Maksha understood also the same question on the previous owner. The Maksha understood that regarding Kabbalah, I'm willing to differentiate between how and Nisan. Regarding Hevel and Nisan. So the Gemara said, Nabi Kusamasar, according to Nachman, why don't we make a pick less than 10? So it takes on interesting already. Hashta, the Dhamma tree for his daughter, the tree for his behemoth. And not the Gemara understood if six tvokim can make an animal a tree for, so six tvokim can kill a person as well. The Gemara associating a tree for his daughter, the tree for his of a behemoth. Made a chafis and simony in a chafis, my serai and eo, the mother is a proof for it. The caution of Abinatam, the Machalik Benin. Abinatam held you can't compare it to. Abinatam held that an animal is easier killed than a person. A person, not every trait of an animal will kill a person. A trait of an animal will kill an animal, but won't kill a person. That's what Abinatam held. According to Abinatam, this sugi does not read. Because Rabbi Natan holds a person is much harder to kill. So what if an animal will die from six tvokim? That person not necessarily will die when he falls six tvokim. So that's why they have to make three kohenim, two kohenim and him. So this Gemara replaces his cash on the shitzus Rabbi Natan. The mice have plenty, you see on the side, there's one in my eye, plenty of kohenim for this topic. It's placed in the Erevin, it's placed in the Zvokim, places in Gittin, tastes in Chulin and the tastes in Bechayim. Five tastes in all on this topic. So you can be my eye if you like in the spare time, not just the moment. Okay, we're going to have to stop here, Rabbis. Keep going. Have to move and move.
I don't understand the Mishnah says 10 tvokim, how do you get the 6?
The Mishnah says it ought to be Chayim. Hey, it needs to be 10 tvokim.
That's a ball that's in English.
The boy for Hevel is 10 tvokim. The boy for Hevel is 10 tvokim. And we should talk about Hevel, which is the rabbi, and therefore the boy of Hevel is 10 tvokim. Kamot of 6 can already kill. But you're not high for Kamot because it's back to as we know, at the end of the Gemara, the Gemara backtracks. So, my rabbis, have a good day. My parents have a wonderful day. Simpas.
Amen.
My wife's going away tomorrow, so we only have the next week, Thursday or Wednesday.